Yeah. Well, as good as we felt, I'm pretty sure he felt much better. I actually didn't know the number was 35 till they said it after the game. But it wasn't for a lack of effort. And I truly believe you stick with it and you work. And the positive thing about his game, he's doing so many of the right things. It was just bound to happen. And what a time.
He said it was important for him to be contributing in other ways without goals. How important is that for a player, and kind of hard is that, that you don't get caught up in what you're not doing and keep doing the other things?
Well, it's when you are putting the team first, then it shouldn't matter, and I think that's what he's been doing. And he's, you know, the guys love him on the team, and he works so hard. It's hard not to root for a guy like that, but he puts the team ahead of himself, and I know it, in the end it can be frustrating, but you get rewarded for situations like this, and we're just happy for him.
How hard is it to lose Kucherov and Cirelli, especially in the role he plays?
Well, it was that was tough. You know, like we lost Tony early, we lost Kuch in the third. We had other guys that, you know, we had to play limited minutes, so that was definitely a mash unit tonight. You know, it's a tough league to win in, especially against a team as talented as that. But that was one of the guttier ones I've seen. And they liked it out to overtime, especially you think they got to kill a penalty off, 4 minutes left, and then they get stuck out there. We lose a couple draws, and you know, it seemed like a six-minute shift that, you know, Stevie, Pally, and Sergey were on for. But, you know, they got it out, and, you know, then we got rewarded in the end. So it was... That was a total team effort tonight.
Do you have any prognosis on Kucherov and Cirelli?
I don't. So, off day tomorrow. We'll see Thursday morning.
I think you might need an insurance.
I don't know. It's too early. Good? Anything?
John, I know it's not surprising at this point, but what can you say about how Andre is performing that for you?
It's... Well, any coach will tell you. It's, I would say, you know, there's some important positions in sports. You know, there's a quarterback in football, there's a goaltender in hockey, and it's a big part of the team. Ways you can help your team is playing better team defense, and that is something we've really, I think, turned the corner. You know, people talk about our year last year and stuff like that, but on the defensive side of things, we've been better, but there's no perfect defense, and you need somebody there to bail you out when it's needed, and Vassie's been that. And you know, just from the right before the Christmas break till now, it's impressive to watch. And not only him, but you know, McElhaney is following right in his footsteps, and you know, we're on a little bit of a winning run here, and you can attribute a lot to the way we're playing up front, but in the end, our goaltending has been fantastic.
That save he made on Rust in the second, where he got a bit of his blocker on it.
Yeah.
Off the crossbar. Well, is that just one you just have to?
It's
sit
you know, it's in this league, the shots you face, the saves you're quote unquote supposed to make, but you know, a lot of times it's looked at what the ones that may have you beat, and it's those seats that pull you out of your seats. And even when you're on the road, that was a save that pulled you out of your seats. And you know, when everything's working like that, usually good things are happening.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.